USA Radio News.
Thousands of people rallied in Washington, D.C. and hundreds of other cities for March for Our Lives event following recent mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Several speakers called on senators to act or face being voted out of office, demanding tougher gun control legislation on every level. Just last month, 19 children and two teachers were killed at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. President Joe Biden, who was in California at the time, said his message to the demonstrators was keep marching, adding that he was wildly optimistic about legislative negotiations to address gun violence. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The federal government is responsible for igniting the largest wildfire in New Mexico history, and President Biden announced that FEMA would be covering 100% of the state's costs.
And today I'm announcing the federal government is covering 100% of the cost. And as the monsoon season approaches, we've authorized another $22 million to protect critical water infrastructure from forest fire flooding.
The president authorized the federal government to cover all of the costs related to the debris removal and emergency protective measure for 90 days undertaken by the state of New Mexico as a result of the wildfires and straight-line winds, according to White House officials. The price of a gallon of gas on regular gasoline hit an historic milestone, $5.01, according to AAA. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Lawyers for ex-Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs are asking a judge to throw out evidence that prosecutors say shows Ruggs had a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit. Now, the blood alcohol level that's in question was all while he was speeding at 156 miles per hour on a city street before a fiery crash that killed a woman in November 2021. The 23-year-old former first-round NFL draft pick remains on house arrest in Las Vegas. He faces a mandatory 2 years in state prison and maybe more than 50 years if he's convicted. Prince Harry was seen in California playing polo for the first time since his overseas visit to honor his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth II, during her Platinum Jubilee. This comes as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, who made the decision to step back as senior royals 2 years ago, were booed by some fans while entering and leaving the church. The relationship between Harry and his brother and father has reportedly been strained since he and Meghan left for the U.S. and after the couple did a tell-all interview with Oprah last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.